It's Marketplace Tech for September 29th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Tonight in Fremont, California, the wheels will start rolling on Tesla's new vehicle, the Model X. It's big, it's expensive, and most importantly, it's electric. I couldn't resist. Truly, though, Elon Musk hopes that his company's new electric SUV will make a strong second product launch into the electric car market. Will it? Let's ask our friend Will Arimus at Slate. Will, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
Are you buying one? First day that it comes out?
Buying one the first day it comes out, you're way too late. You gotta already be signed up for a pre-order if you want one anytime soon.
Gotta be
second
on the
of all,
list.
Not until I make a lot more money. It's you know, like the Tesla Model S, the Model X is not going to come cheap. It's in fact starting at around the same price, around $70,000 for the stripped down version. And then the one that's making headlines is the so-called signature version, which will run you about $132,000.
How does this sort of fit into Elon Musk's and Tesla's overall goals?
Well, the Model S has become not only, by some counts, the best-selling electric vehicle in the United States this year, it has also become one of the best-selling luxury cars on the road, which is incredible given the high price point. And so what Tesla is doing right now is taking advantage of the fact that it already has this wildly popular car. It's going to see if it can just reach a different segment of the market that needs something bigger. Maybe you have a large family, maybe you take more road trips. But it's also kind of stalling for time in a way. All along, Tesla's stated goal has been to build an electric car for the masses. This is not that. That will be called the Model 3, and it's due out by 2017. So the real goal for Tesla here is to build that Model 3. They're trying to build it for under $40,000. They're trying to have it not be a super luxury car, and this is a way for them to sort of sell more vehicles in the meantime without having to build a new car while they wait for the technology that will make that Model 3 possible.
Will Arimus, senior writer about technology at Slate. Will, thank you very much.
Pleasure as always.
This week, we are talking about art and technology. Today, an artist who's somewhat obsessed with the technology industry and how it impacts our culture. Simon Denny's work has been shown around the world, and his show Secret Power draws inspiration from the PowerPoint slides leaked by Edward Snowden. As part of his work, Denny commissioned a former NSA employee to make a map of Denny's own home country, New Zealand. Simon, thanks for talking with me.
It's a pleasure. Great to be here.
Tell me about Secret Power. I mean, this is why you're the artist, right? Is I would never imagine taking the slides and the way that the NSA was sort of like presenting its work at, like, I guess you would call them security business conferences,
right,
essentially, and turning that into art. Why was that stuff inspirational to you?
I'm in general very interested in how tech and people involved in tech, basically like influential organizations, present themselves. The kind of knee-jerk reaction for the design community when those slides came out was to me a little disappointing, because it was kind of like, oh, these are really ugly, and you know, we're not happy with that. But to me, they contained so much more information, and this is when I came across the work of David Dutchicourt, who was the former creative director, or one of the creative directors working at the NSA, and started to look at the material that he'd put online through Behance, which is like Adobe's sharing platform for like work.
And what an interesting title, the creative director at the NSA.
And it's real. I mean, that's all over Dutchicourt's LinkedIn profile, which I also found. I mean, he's well represented online, because now, since 2012, he's not working at the NSA.
Right, because he was working as a freelancer, and you commissioned him to make a map of New Zealand.
Right, a map
your
of
home
New Zealand
country.
And another kind of cartoon character that had a dialogue with some of the material that he made. A really important part of Secret Power was the venue that I presented it in, was this kind of old library with all these amazing old maps and kind of globes. Part of what I wanted to do was compare like Dutchicourt's creative work for the U.S. government to Venice and Titian and some of these other artists that worked at a different time making images that related to intelligence, that related to like knowing things and presenting knowledge to the world.
You know, you've been to TechCrunch Disrupt, you've been to some of these technology conferences, some of your work seems to endeavor to, I don't know, you know, I don't know if you would call it
satire, or I don't know how
I would call
you
it
would...
fanboy. That was I'm a fan of these companies and the way that they work, and I think the people in charge of tech, the people involved in tech, are shaping the way we can communicate. They're shaping and changing all these industries worldwide. So to kind of look very closely at the way they do that and the way they conceive themselves and the stories that accompany these changes, the narratives that they put alongside everything that they do, that to me is the most urgent thing that I can do as a kind of cultural contributor.
Simon Denny is an artist working in Berlin and New York. His work was recently showed at MoMA PS1 in New York City. Simon, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right, maybe not a huge revelation, but NASA did announce some big news this week. Assumed since we've been looking closely at Mars and confirmed with the help of technology, there is liquid water on the red planet, not just ice chunks. We now know that briny streaks on the planet's hills are from real deal H2O. How did we get this information? Well, much like your smartphone, NASA's cameras are getting better. Specifically, the High-Resolution Imaging Science Experiment, or HIRISE, launched in 2005 and currently orbiting Mars. Here's Jim Green, Director of Planetary Science at NASA.
With normal imagers that measure, a half a kilometer by half a kilometer, they're totally lost. We need that high-resolution imaging. We need that ability to see this table and several pixels from orbit, and we have that with HIRISE right now.
That's a big deal for an agency that wants humans making the trip in a few decades. Martians are just like Earthlings. Every once in a while, they need a drink. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.